views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Matt Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, here with Mary Jane and the always awesome Benny.
Good day, ladies. Welcome back for another wild month.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a wild
Almost
show
spring.
Today. Wild show today. All right. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She has a background in nursing. And she also does clients over the phone, so you don't have to live in the state of Washington. She does a form of muscle testing the body to find out where your deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. And she's quite awesome at it, too. So, and with that holistic, intuitive part, that's where that comes in for over the phone. She does people, pets, dogs, cats, horses, mainly
children.
So she's pretty spectacular. And today she's going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, any kind of question whatsoever, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And today we're talking about the common symptoms that people have and how they relate to your health. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Nancy.
How are you?
Welcome on this very sunny, beautiful day here in Seattle.
Oh, my God.
For all you people all over the world, we live in paradise here.
It's beautiful. We have a spectacular view of downtown Seattle and the mountains with the snow. It is stunning.
It's very nice. So, again, please give us a call with any question. We look forward to hearing what your experience is and being able to help you out and put you on the right path.
So mainly we're going to be talking about, which is a common issue, and we've talked about it before, the gallbladder.
Well, gallbladder and kidney issues, some of the most common things I see. And there's so many other symptoms that you could have that you would never think it was your gallbladder.
Well, and I'll just throw out mine. You know, I had the knee surgery, and then my knee was swollen. And I asked Mary Jane, I said, Mom, I said, you know, what's going on with my knee? She goes, your gallbladder. I said, no, can't be my gallbladder. My knee is just, like, swollen. It's your gallbladder. So got on the right nutrition, and lo and behold, that gallbladder started getting better and that swelling in my knee went down. So that's the kind of thing that we're talking about.
Yes, we're talking about when people come in and they talk about they have, it's called referred pain from the gallbladder. We get a gallbladder that's not functioning, then it backs up your whole system. And some of the symptoms you could have is chronic neck pain. People come in and they're holding their neck and they say, I go to the chiropractor. I'm not getting better. My neck, it gets better for a short time. Then it comes back. And then another thing is jaw pain or TMJ pain. Those are very common. And even the shoulder pain is the other really common one. And it could be right or left shoulder. It can be either one. And sometimes it's your upper back, between your shoulder and your spine. There's some energy spots there. So when people have a gallbladder issue, they may not know it because they're looking at all these other symptoms that they have.
Well, they're feeling the pain in their, like, my knee, and it was like, well, it's got to be something wrong with my knee. Is it out of alignment? Is my ankle out? I mean, always looking for something else, but it has absolutely nothing to do with my knee.
Right. And the big thing is you might be feeling really good one day and then all, or even half the day, and maybe sit in the chair and relax. Then all of a sudden you get up and you can hardly walk. You feel stiff, sore, your body aches all over. You feel like you've got something really seriously wrong, and get concerned, but you don't know what it is. And that's what happens when your gallbladder gets backed up. When your gallbladder gets backed up and say it's full of sludge and it's operating at a 2 out of 10, well, that backs up all your organs. And often when that happens, you'll have a total right-sided body pain. Like your right leg could be stiff and swollen. Your hip, you could have hip pain and feel like you're totally off on the right side. It's almost like you get a way to describe it might be, you get a pucker in that liver, gallbladder area. It's like, think about around the gallbladder, it just gets kind of squeezed together and it's pulling on everything else and then blocking the circulation. And so that's why you start having all these other symptoms. And some of the other symptoms you could have is, the back pain is in the mid-back, but often you can have it, it's between the shoulder blades usually. And then sometimes you'll have abdominal discomfort, and that again is referred pain. It could be on the right side, could be on the left side. It can kind of move around, but it's usually pretty specific when you have it. And again, you just don't even relate it to the gallbladder. You could have gas and bloating. When you have a lot of gas and a lot of bloating, the bile duct is involved. The bile duct lubricates the liver to produce bile, and that bile goes through the gallbladder and into the intestine to digest your food. So if you don't have that bile, then the food putrefies in the gut, and that's where you get that extreme gas and bloating. You could eat one thing. People say, it doesn't matter what I eat, and my belly bloats up like a balloon. And so then they start, one of the things they start doing is not, they think they're allergic to certain foods and start changing what they're eating. And you can get better, but it doesn't really take care of the problem.
Well, you're just avoiding those food groups and think you're fine, but you're kind of ignoring the problem. And the beauty part of what Mary Jane does is, she actually is able to, your body will tell you in priority what is off. So your body has all the answers to heal itself. So again, by the muscle testing, she's able to go right to the cause of what's going on instead of dealing with the symptoms.
Exactly. And it's very specific. The other things that people will get is reflux. They'll think they need like Pepcid or antacids, and they usually will start taking a lot of those things. And the problem with like Tums and some of those things is that, especially Tums, has a lot of aluminum in it, and that's what causes Alzheimer's. So it's not, they might feel better, but they wind up taking, I've heard people taking 15, 20 Tums a day just to get by, and they do that every day.
But again, covering up the symptom instead of going to the root cause of what the problem is.
And then extreme fatigue, really tired, chronic, can't do much, just not. And then because they're so tired and don't feel good, they're depressed. And it's a common cause of weight gain. Like I said, weight gain, bloating. Because remember, when you don't have the bile in the gut, you don't digest your food. So then you're always going for the quick fix. You're always hungry. And when the nutrition we use to thin out the bile and the sludge in the gallbladder helps stabilize the blood sugar. And when your gallbladder is not working, it backs up your pancreas, and then your blood sugar is fluctuating. And again, you're not absorbing the nutrition out of the food you get. So you're always looking for the quick fix, always looking at what I call grazing, looking for food. And then you start putting on weight.
Yeah, I always know when my gallbladder's off, if I start grazing and feeling hungry throughout the day, it's like, uh-oh, what did I eat that put me, kind of irritated my gallbladder a little bit.
Well, and that's what I teach people is whenever you, you know, the big thing is how the products that I use, they're to feed the body, get the body healthy and working again. And when that happens, then everything goes back to normal, especially with gallbladder and liver. Those are the two things that totally affect everything. They can affect your hormones. If you have fertility problems, your ovaries or men with their testicles, if they have a gallbladder or a liver that's off, if you don't correct that, even if you're taking hormones and taking other supplements, they're not going to work for you until you get the source of what is really going on taken care of.
And also, if your gallbladder's off and you go in for tests at a doctor, all your test results will be way off the charts because
have liver enzymes that are off. It's pretty interesting. I've had people that when the liver test, when they've had tests, they've been off so much that they've had to, the doctors wanted to do liver biopsies right away because they were concerned about something more serious. And then they would come in to me, they heard about me and came in to me, and I said, I explain what's wrong, usually liver, gallbladder, maybe full of stones, that we need to put you on a program. And you have to be on it, though, and I'll test the body for how long before you go back to the doctor. Sometimes it's 4 to 6 weeks, and be retested. You have to give your body a chance to heal with the proper nutrition. And when I do that and they go back, they're just amazed. They want to know what he did and what they did. And because their liver function tests are all normal and they never needed any type of surgery.
Exactly. All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It could be about anybody. It could be about a child, a relative, a pet, something going on in your life that you haven't found the answer to. Just go ahead and give us a call. So we were talking about if your gallbladder or liver is off, you go in for tests to the doctor's office, all of your numbers can be off the charts.
Well, it's like any test you have. It could be any test you have. Might not show up in the liver. Could be your thyroid is off because when, again, the gallbladder is in low gear, it affects all the other organs are functioning at low gear. And when you correct so you have a thyroid test, it can be off. Your heart could be in low gear. So when you correct the gallbladder and the liver, then everything goes back to normal in a short time. And you feel great when you get the liver cleaned out. And what I see is even when people do liver cleanses and gallbladder cleanses and they come in, they can still have the same problem. It might help you to some degree, but it doesn't actually heal the gallbladder and liver and get the function back always. So that's when you might feel a little better, but you're still not quite right. And we pick up the slack and figure out exactly where you're at, and you get back everything, get you into a program where everything is working.
Optimal health. Well, and then the other thing, because I used to work at Mary Jane's office a long time ago, people who don't have gallbladders actually can have the gallbladder symptoms.
Oh, they have the same thing. You have your gallbladder out, doesn't mean it takes care of it. Very few people have, when they have their gallbladder out, corrects everything. So what I see is that, so when your gallbladder isn't there, we just have to use a different nutrition because your liver takes over for your gallbladder. And that's the same as if any organ is missing. Like when I check someone, the body will take me to whatever is the priority. And say it could be uterus or ovary, and then the person will say, well, I've had a hysterectomy. Well, even though you've had the hysterectomy, your body still needs that nutrition. So we use the nutrition for that organ, but the liver takes over and utilizes it the way your body needs it, and everything comes back to normal.
Fascinating. We're going to go to the phones. We have Susie in Seattle. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Nancy. I was going to call in and say that I got surge protectors after listening to last month's show, and I didn't even have any idea that there was static in my computer cord corner.
Yes.
And my phone corner, and when I hooked up the surge protector, it was just calm and still and peaceful, and I could feel it.
I just got chills. Confirmation.
That's totally, it's like so impressive because you paid attention to what it was, and then it made a difference, and then you really understood what it was all about.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to feel it, see a difference.
Perfect.
Because it didn't seem jangly at the time. So I just wanted to call and say thank you, and everybody's getting those for Christmas and birthday presents.
That's awesome.
Susie. That's great.
I know.
And we love you calling in and telling us your experience. That helps a lot of people to understand what
the,
what we're talking about and how well it works.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you talk about surge protectors and people are probably going, what? Yeah, I don't think that's going to make a difference. So thank you very much, Susie, for your call. And I'm glad you're feeling calm and serene in your space now.
Thank you both. And Benny, too.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Susie. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day, Susie. Yeah, it's one of those things where Mary Jane said, we're going to talk about surge protectors. And I just kind of rolled my eyes going, I don't know if these people are going to get the surge protector thing. You know,
well, while we're talking about surge protector, I'll throw in a little. One of my clients came in this week and he has a bladder issue and he's up 3 or 4 times a night. And so we've done the nutrition program and we've done, you know, drains and some other things. And he was still having some. Get a little better, but he was still having an issue. So then we start testing his room, and he had a lamp on the side of his bed that was leaking electricity. Now, it's kind of like the surge protector that Coroner Susie was talking about. There was static. She actually didn't notice it until she put the surge protector in. Well, sometimes you don't hear anything, but if you have a lamp that's been there for 20 years, those wires can get dried and frayed and actually leak electricity. Or if it does not plug into your wall securely, it can leak electricity. That's why the surge protector works so well. And he unplugged this lamp. So when we tested, it was a lamp next to his bed that was causing a problem. So he unplugged that lamp, and he came in yesterday and said, oh, I got to thank you. He said, I'm finally getting some good sleep at night. I still get up once, but he said most of the time, he said compared to 4 or 5 times a night, he said I'm doing much better. So unplugging the lamp made a big difference in his life. And remember, if you have a bladder issue, it affects everything, not just your sleep, but it affects its toxins in your body. And if it's chronic, it's inflammation in your body all the time. And I have another story. Happened yesterday. A gal came in and she said, now let me ask you, I have urgency when I get out of my car and I go in my house, between my car and my house, and I can hardly make it to the bathroom. And so I said, well, what's in your garage? And then I muscle test like the different walls in the garage. And I said, what's on this wall? And there was nothing on the wall, but then I said, is there anything electrical in there? Well, there was a work table, wasn't on the wall, but it was off the wall at a different angle, but the same wall. And there was a work table with a fluorescent light on it. Well, the fluorescent light scored a 3, and it should be a 10 if it's right. And so that light, and fluorescent lights really can leak electricity. You have to have the you know, certain light bulbs that don't do that. So when you're, I told her to just go home and unplug the light. And so we'll see the story when she comes back, but it should make all the difference because when it's leaking electricity, it affects your bladder. That's where people notice the most.
Well, and it can affect the kids. It could affect your pet. Pets.
Itchy, scratchy.
So it's just something to... Yeah.
And especially women who have incontinence, often the first thing is, the electricity will give you a toxic stomach. And those toxins go through the bladder and cause the inflammation. And then you have urgency or incontinence. So it's not always like when women think they have incontinence and they have to live with that. That's not true just because they're older. And there's totally a reason for it. You can change it, and you don't have to live like that.
Yeah. Those surge protectors. Thanks again, Susie. So all kinds of good information. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. I like how she's going to go. Everybody's going to get a surge protector now for Christmas or birthdays. We're probably going to go, what? But the gift that has a silent gift.
Well, you should look around your house and see how long, you know, if you got surge protectors, how long have you had them? They don't last forever. So, and if they're cheapy, thin-wired ones, they really don't last. It's not like you have to spend a lot of money, but you want a sturdy one. You want one with a good cord to it, and they can last a couple of years, but they don't last forever. And so you may need to replace them. And the cheaper ones you may need to replace more often. Especially think about around your computer, how many surge protectors you have. And sometimes you plug them in and you just keep them there for 20 years. You keep changing your equipment, but you don't change the surge protector.
Exactly.
So it's important to change the wiring and not leave the same old wiring up.
Well, I noticed one of my my Apple cords, I've had it forever, and I noticed it's, because of the use, it's kind of frayed. And
oh.
So that's another thing to,
anything that you use all the time,
you
and
plug
you roll
it
up and you, you know, you're weakening it. And even the wires at home, you should be careful how you, if you have wires around your computer, how you handle them so they're rounded, not just scrunched up, so they're bending. And you keep those things kind of open and flowing properly, flowing straight and not so they could get frayed.
And kinks. Okay, yeah. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Been around the world, and I can't find my baby. Things getting crazy, losing my patience. Why you keep me waiting?
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Easy to lose focus, but I'll wait for you. I've been looking for a savior. I've been looking for a savior. I've been looking for a real one.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane and the awesome Benny.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Benny. It's always a treat to come in and see Benny every month.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Oh, stop. All right. I'm getting the love
from
Mary Jane.
Getting back to what we're talking about, just something that popped in I thought I'd mention is, you know, even little children can have gallbladder and bile duct issues. And when you have remember the bile duct lubricates the liver to produce bile and get into the intestine to digest the food. When the bile duct isn't working, it's like having food poisoning all the time. Or if you get food poisoning or eat bad food, it can affect the bile duct. So little children can have this, and how they present with it, they can have nausea and vomiting and just not feel good, have allergies to all kinds of foods because they can't digest the food. If you don't have the bile, then you're really highly allergic to wheat and dairy, and you can't handle them at all. So people will say, well, how can they have a gallbladder? They're only 3 years old or 4 years old, or a bile duct. You're born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies. So often those little ones have had it since birth, but the more food and the more things that happen, then they start presenting with symptoms. And I've had many little children from 2 to 5 with the bile duct issue. The beauty part is the kids turn around really fast. If you give them, just identify what the issue is and give them the nutrition they need, which isn't very much, it gets that organ working, pulls things out, and they're better before you know it.
Wow. Yeah, little kids are good, and pets are really good, too. Pets turn around really
well. They
quick.
Don't have a lot of baggage, emotional baggage. Kids, young people, teenagers, it doesn't take much to pull them out of a crisis and turn them around. So it's fun. It's fun when you see a little kid that's suffering and can't. I remember years ago I had a friend and brought their little 2-year-old in, had a bile duct. They did everything. They didn't know what else to do. And we used some light therapy also in our office. And I used that light therapy and just a little bit of nutrition. And it was about 10 days. And even after using the light therapy, that he was dramatically better.
Yep.
And then he was totally better in 2 weeks.
Because the light therapy gets in and breaks up any of the stones or debris. Now,
it creates a vibration to raise the vibration in the body so the body can start to heal itself. So it's just helping the body vibration to go up.
So you always talk about sludge and debris. How do you get that?
Eating bad food, old emotions. Sometimes you go on a diet. When you go on a diet and you start eating all the good stuff, then your body starts to work better, and now your body starts moving all the sludge throughout your body that's stored there.
But if you have sludge and debris in your gallbladder already, and say you go on a diet and then you start eating all kinds of really healthy foods, aren't you going to get...
You're going to be sicker faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be sicker faster if you've already got it. And people will come in and say that I'm doing all the right stuff. I started eating good. I don't do dairy. I don't do wheat. But I have all this issue. Remember I talked about when you have this and people change things and do the right things, it doesn't mean it always gets better if they're really in a bad spot or in a crisis. And the other thing to think about is when things go wrong in the body, it's like a red flag. Your body's saying, help me, help me. It's not just about the function of the organ. It's what's going on in your life. So how it could be old emotions, old stress, and the universe is wanting you to move forward and be better and get rid of your old baggage. So it's like it's an attention getter to look at what's going on in your life. And that could be something present day. Remember, gallbladder is resentment, liver, bile duct is anger, and when we do the testing, we can test exactly where that comes from or what's going on.
those emotions, they play on our poor organs. But the good thing is you can, once you identify it, that time you clear it, and then you start the releasing process.
Yeah,
you start.
It's just all about looking at it. It's not always that complicated. You know, the less complicated you make it, like you don't have to. Yes, there's all kinds of techniques out there, and they're great techniques.
But who wants to talk about it over and over and over? Because when you're talking about it over and over and over, you're still holding on to it.
Right. But there are energy techniques like emotional freedom technique. There's other energy healing techniques that are wonderful. But sometimes you can get rid of them just by identifying it, looking at it. And I also do neuroemotional technique, which is in another emotional clearing, by identifying it and clearing it from the body. So once you look at it, you think about, sometimes people are really surprised, but some people think, oh yeah, I know I have that. And they just haven't been able to let go of it. But until you let go of it, you're stuck. You don't move forward. You can't get all the things you want in your life because you're stuck in the past.
Well, and the other thing too is our emotions and our baggage are like peeling the layers away from the onion. So it's not like you come in, you clear it, you know, that's not to say that later something else might not show up because you've taken care of that. So now the universe is like, okay, let's do this one too.
Yeah. Well, how many times have you said when I've had emotional work or anyone, it's like, oh, I thought I got rid of that. I thought I took care of it, but there's still a piece of it that needs to be addressed. But it doesn't have to be that complicated again. And it's just knowing that, well, why am I getting this gallbladder thing all the time? Why does it keep coming back? I had that. I thought we took care of it. Well, what's going on in your life? What are you not, it's all relative. You know, it could be, doesn't have to be a big deal that happened to you. It could be just how you perceived it or how you took it in.
It could be something super simple. I love those emotions and how they play into our...
Well, your body is made up of, you're an emotional body. And no matter what it is that goes on in your life, it's attached to an emotion. And that's the universe saying, helping you to clear things and be better than what you were before.
So if you clear the old, then you make room for new stuff. It's kind of like if you clean your closet and you get rid of all the old stuff, you make room for new stuff to come in.
Step forward.
So it's just like clearing out the old emotions so you can make room for new, good, happy emotions to come in. Kind of like we've talked about that before too. You know, you could write everything down, burn the letter after 3 days. Just getting rid of the emotions can be quick, simple, and easy. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn out process.
And you have to think about what you do. Do you talk about the same old thing all the time? Are you talking about your ex-husband and all the things that he did to you? And that was 10, 15, 20 years ago. If you're doing that, then you are in serious, you need serious help. Because you can't let go of the past to somebody who basically is dead to you, then how can you become the person you're meant to be? And how can you bring the joy in your life? And that's not just ex-husbands, whatever happened in your past. And it's about you being joyful and happy and not going backwards.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to go to the phones and talk to Diane. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi there. I think I have everything you said when you talked about the gallbladder. I'm joking, kind of. But I don't have a gallbladder, but I've had a surgery, and the issue is I have a muscle spasm that feels like a Charlie horse. But the pain is so severe that when it happens, I pass out from the pain.
Oh, boy. You do.
And I don't know. Nobody can tell me how to alleviate this or get rid of it.
Well, I can tell you, you do have a gallbladder issue, even though you don't have a gallbladder. Your gallbladder scores a 2 and your bile duct scores a 2. So you're in a crisis. So that spasm.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that spasm is your body's trying to function, and it can't. You're stuck. And when your gallbladder and your bile ducts are two, your heart's a two, your thyroid's a two, everything's a two. So again,
I think everything's messed up.
Well,
okay, so I think I need your telephone number.
We will do that. And when you you can come in, or we could do it by phone. And it's not that complicated. And when we take care of your gallbladder and your bile duct, everything else is going to get better. See, because that backs up your heart and your adrenals, and that's why you're passing out. Yeah. So absolutely. I'm there for you 100%, and you're going to feel good.
Oh, good.
All right.
Okay, so you have to give me your phone number. You haven't given that.
I'm gonna do that right now. It's 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232.
Perfect.
And you're gonna
okay.
And Rhonda,
is there anything you could suggest from now until I get to talk to you?
Yes. I would suggest that, for one thing, you drink water. You don't do dairy or wheat, like heavy wheat bread. Because your gallbladder, and bile duct are two, you can't handle that. So those are a couple of things. You can have butter, and you can have eggs. And you can have steamed vegetables. Don't eat salads because you're in a crisis. The better the food... Like, juicing is not good for you. You
want to like those fruit cups in the natural.
Yeah, you could do steamed vegetables and do fruit that's like canned fruit in natural or organic juice, because they're already cooked and they melt in your stomach. Think about when you eat foods right now, you need things that just basically melt in your stomach till you get things working. Because the harder it is to digest, you're not going to feel as good. You need to go.
Yes, that is very true.
So that when you eat stuff like that, do you get bloated?
I've given up grains, but I still love raw vegetables.
Yeah. Well, when you're better, I only ask you to give those up for a short time. It's not
okay.
Like we don't want, it's not forever. It's to get you out of, when you do those things that I just talked about, it just helps you get out of this crisis faster. And usually I recommend that for a couple of weeks when we start the program. But in the meantime, like, drink water. The other thing you could do is put some your gallbladders underneath your rib cage. If you go down the center of your sternum and go to the round of the rib cage, it's about 2 inches to the right. And if you feel underneath there, it'll be tender and sore. And then what you're going to do is put some pressure on there and kind of milk it down to your toes. Even though you don't have a gallbladder, probably got some scar tissue in there. And then just
I'm sure of that.
And then knead your belly like dough. Kind of get things shook up so you're kind of moving things around. Think about if things are stuck. If you kind of move things around, you could help open things up. Okay?
Part of my stomach, all of my duodenum, and all of my gallbladder.
Yeah, do all your belly.
Yeah, so my stomach is and that muscle is just, and the inflammation is horrifying.
Yeah, so just go gentle. Don't do too hard. And then we'll talk about that when you come in and get things going for you, or over the phone. We'll work on it.
Yes. Oh, thank you very, very much.
All right, Tyann. Thank you so much. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
To keep my hands on myself.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
The Janice Underwood Show.
helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to E3 Influence Radio. Own your impact. Master your world. In this new hit show, Sarah Luce, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, teaches us how to achieve our greatest potential to positively affect everything and everyone. The time is now to enlighten our minds, empower our hearts, and take energized action to raise the consciousness of our planet. Sarah shows us how with simple, easy-to-implement steps. To find out more about Sarah Luce and her E3 Influence program, visit saraluce.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
How are those headphones holding up? Pretty good? You got them on now?
They just fell off my
head.
Girl. I know, I put them on and they fell off. I think they're a little too big. My head got smaller. I'm not sure what happened.
I'm going to go there.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mary Jane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm seriously just slipped right off the back of my head. Okay, we're going to go to the phones and talk to Janine. Hi, Janine. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hello. Low energy, feeling tired, and I have like this constant reoccurring kind of pain on the left side, upper, and then sometimes I get a really strong like strain or pain right in the center, like right under my rib cage.
How long have you had it?
For a while.
Yeah, it's your question.
I can't even tell you, really.
Yeah, do you have digestive problems?
I don't know.
Do you have
not really anything except, you know, severe.
Except what?
Not anything very severe.
Okay. Sometimes the big thing is something you have a gallbladder and bile duct issue. Your gallbladder's a 2, and all those areas you're talking about are a 2. So that takes me back when I score the pain on your left side, it's a 2, and so that takes me back. And in the center, it takes me back to your gallbladder and liver. Your bile duct actually shows up first, so that's the priority. When you have that, often you have gas and bloating. You can be tired, fatigue, because, again, when it's a 2, that's really heavy sludge in there, and it backs up all your organs. So you're functioning at a real low level. And often you get used to the way you feel. And when I ask people, do you have like the gas and bloating and these other things, they usually say no. And then later they'll think about it and they'll think about their digestion and what else is going on. And they'll think, well, I do kind of have that.
I know. I love this. One of my favorite things when you ask, do you have digestive problems? Oh, no. And then you start talking.
Well, and you're right.
See, Mary Jane starts talking, and then they're like, oh, well, I do. So,
and it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, going into a chiropractor. How are you feeling? Oh, fine. And then you realize once you're laying there, like, no, not really.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's just a natural response. Everybody says they don't want to be negative. I'm fine. But go ahead, Mary
Jane. But you know what? Even I do that. I've done that when I've gone to the chiropractor, gone, you know, to somebody. And then I'll walk out and I'll think, you know, I do have that. I kind of laugh because I think it's like my clients. I do the, you're so used to saying you're okay. Yeah. You want to be okay.
Yeah. And if you're not okay, I mean, if you're fine, what are you doing at the chiropractor's office?
Right.
So tell me about your digestion.
Well, I do have the bloating and gas, and that's increased quite a bit over the last several weeks. And I'm really, I'm really wanting to change my diet and lose weight and things. And, you know, when you look at it as a big hole, it looks like daunting. But I want to be able to make some changes.
Right. And the easiest way to do that, like, you can make changes, and again, it's like the dairy and the heavy wheat, and you can make changes, but it can be a lot easier for you to, like, come into our office and get on the right program. It expedites things and get things working faster, because even if you eat the right things, it could be a longer process, and your gallbladder can still be stuck in the bile duct. Because when you have a bile duct that shows up, and it shows up first, bile duct is always the worst thing you could have. It's like having food poisoning all the time.
So and is that what I have?
That's what you have. Yours showed up first. And then it's your gallbladder. But the bile duct is extreme gas, bloating, because when you don't get the bile through the gallbladder into the gut, then you do not digest your food. And your food putrefies, and that's where the gas comes in.
Okay.
And then when you eat, you don't digest, so you don't absorb the nutrition that you get, and then you're always going for the quick fix. Then you gain weight.
Yeah.
So in order, like if you were to go on a diet to try and lose weight, it would be very difficult.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because I'm not overeating per se.
Right.
Like I'm really not eating regular, you know, meals throughout the day.
And most people will hardly be eating anything but still be gaining weight.
Yeah,
because the food, it affects your kidney function, it affects everything, your metabolism, your thyroid. But when your body is functioning properly, then when you do the right things, it's going to be easier for you, and it'll work, and you'll feel good. You'll feel like exercising, you'll have your energy back, it'll all be good.
Yeah.
And
it's simple, I'm telling you. You get that gallbladder bile duct fixed, you start eating right, the weight just seems to fall off because the body's happy.
It's
summer's coming, and I have a 10-year-old, and I'm trying to keep up, and I'm almost 50, so.
Well, and you know, you want to feel, there's no reason you shouldn't feel great all the time. And how can you feel great when you're dragging your body around? And that's what you're doing. You're basically just, you're used to, just from the question, you're used to the way you feel, and then you start to think it's normal. And people say, I never knew how bad I felt till I felt good. So give Rhonda a call, and you could do it by phone or come on in, and we'll get you on the program, and you'll be on your way before the beginning of spring. So you could do the things you want to do.
And do you have a website also, or is it via phone mostly?
Her website is MaryJaneMack.com. So it's MaryJaneMack.com, and the office number is 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232.
And if you call Rhonda, she could also answer any of your questions. So it's, you know, when people come in when they're ready, I always feel that they're guided and come in on purpose, and it's part of your moving forward and being the best you could be.
Well, that sounds great.
All right, Janine.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great day. It is amazing because people say, I can't believe I waited this long, or how easy it is. So, oh, another eagle. Another eagle. I've seen three eagles this morning. This is amazing.
Yeah, I had a gal come in. Well, she's a client of mine, and she had a gallbladder issue, and she was concerned about her blood pressure. It was fluctuating and up, and came in yesterday after doing a gallbladder program. It was normal and great, and she's on her way.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a fabulous day, and we will catch you next month.